Radical Russ here in Fort Worth, Texas at the Global Cannabis March. We are at the Fort Worth Civic Plaza, and I'm making my way over to something that is very almost Portlandy, and that is we have a pack of Elvi, that is a group of Elvises. I don't know what the common demonym is for a pack of Elvises, but they're all on these little tiny mini bikes. Elvises!
How y'all doing, Elvises? So, is there an official name for a group of Elvises? Is it a pack?
Elvi.
A murder of Elvi?
Gaggle.
A gaggle of Elvi? What's this all about? You just here for the march?
It's Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday. It's Special Elvis Saturday. Right on.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
So, these guys are all on these little mini bikes. What size bikes are these?
Z50.
Okay. Little tiny bikes. Oh, this is wonderful. I got to get a picture here with the Elvi. It take me? I particularly like Mohawk Elvis. I think there's something special about Mohawk Elvis here. That special punk cut flavor. The brownies are later. 420, man. 420. We're a rather predictable group. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I completely agree. I'm sending it to my dad. He's a huge Elvis fan.
Yeah.
So many friends that I get to meet here in Texas that every time I come back, the Afro Redneck is here.
Yes, this is the Afro Redneck. We're trying to say agriculture can't save the South. It does disappoint me that Arkansas is about to be the first progressive, self-proclaimed Southern state to have a intelligent marijuana policy. But the 13 Southern states, Afro rednecks carrying a cross. I look like Jesus Christ walking around a marijuana event. God, he gave me the plant.
Right on, right on.
But yo, my atheist friend.
God loves atheists too, I understand.
Stay black.
That's right, man.
That's all I'm asking.
I'll do what
That's all I'm asking, man. Come on, man. Colored folk, you know, you don't need an excuse to listen to jazz or mess with the brothers and the sisters. But America, we're very good mixing. But we're very happy Ted Cruz is out of it.
Yeah.
If you want to see the Republican Party be a reality TV show. And Bernie is not out of it yet. But Russ, I love you. You're my mentor.
Thank you, man.
Stay black.
I'll do my best. Thank you, brother. All right, let's see who else we can talk to here. Oh, this is a man dear to my heart. We got Thomas Barrington from Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo setting up. You got everything here.
Man. If they don't make it, I'll make it. And if they don't sell it, then I'll make it again. I got local glass blowers that glow for us, Jeff Zorn. We got all kinds of suppliers here for this event. And we're gonna eliminate prohibition eventually. They're just going to have to give in to us.
Well, it's amazing it's happening here on the Fort Worth Plaza. And my favorite thing that he's got sitting here is the Death Star grinders. They little carved Death Stars, man. They're the bomb. Little Death Star grinders. Bunch of great glass. So Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, more than just a tattoo now, giving all of your glass and accessories needs.
Smoking and tattoo needs.
Smoking and tattooing. And believe me, folks, they go well together. I'll tell you, there's something, you know, that little THC CBD, that helps a lot when the needle's hitting the skin, let me tell you.
Sure does. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
It feels awesome. All right, let's walk around here, see who else we can talk to. You guys from Texas Wellness Center are here. What's up, Texas Wellness Center? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Tell folks your name and what this is all about.
So my name is Carlos Frias, and I'm the CEO of Texas Wellness, and we are a company that provides hemp CBD-rich products. So we provide CBD oil, CBD tinctures, CBD vape juices, And CBD is the compound naturally occurring in the cannabis plant that has all most of the medical benefits, that's mostly recognized as having benefits. So we provide that in a safe legal alternative that's derived from hemp, because Texas doesn't have access to legal cannabis at this time.
Yeah, even Texas, though we have legalized,
Senate Bill 339 did pass last year, but the DPS is still figuring out, you know, how to issue licenses, and they're going through the they're selecting the vendor to create the platform for licensing and applications processing and whatnot. So, and we're also one of the companies that's applying for a cultivation license under Senate Bill 339. Where our background is, we were cultivators in California for over 10 years. So originally from Texas, Texas boys, and now we moved back to kind of, you know, be in the ground level of the scene. So
yeah, bring that wave from west to east.
Exactly, man. And it's in the East Coast too now. So, you know, New York has medical cannabis, Maryland has medical cannabis, Pennsylvania has medical cannabis. So we're behind, man.
Yeah. So this is what you've got right now is legal regardless of what the Texas law was.
Yeah.
And then when the Texas law changes, will that change your formula any?
So our business model is, at that point, we'll provide cannabis oil, CBD cannabis oil, for patients that are approved under the state program, and continue to provide hemp CBD products for people for general wellness reasons. So if you have chronic pain, you're not going to get approved under the state program. You can still buy our hemp version of our products. You know, and the ridiculous thing is that when we open our facility, we'll be cultivating these same plants that are considered to be hemp in the state of Colorado, will be grown in Texas as cannabis.
That's excellent news. All right, so people listening on the show, they're going to want to know how to get in touch with you guys or learn more. You got some websites or contact info?
Yeah, you guys can go to our website, www.txwellnesscenter.org. Visit our website. Our contact info is on there. And check out our products and give us a shout.
All right. Check it out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Texas Wellness Center. I'm Radical Russ. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.